So why are people afraid to ask for time off? They've earned it.
So people are afraid to ask, particularly right now, for two big reasons. They're afraid that what happens when I'm gone if they realize they don't need me? What if busy things happen, they get along just fine without me? I may be seen as dispensable. I'm not saying that's reality, but I'm saying that is a fear people have. The second one that they worry about is people dread the workload they're going to come back to.
So it's not necessarily that they're afraid to ask their boss. They're just sort of worried about the consequences for their own work.
That's the biggie. But there can be a fear that their boss will see them as not as committed. But I would say that's solely in your head. If that is part of your employment contract, they've given you however many days, you need to take that. If you don't take it, you need to work out some other way to get compensated for that time. And some organizations do that. They'll do payback for vacation time that wasn't used.
We've talked before about the importance of vacations and breaks, but you just learned a month or so ago that the kind of vacation makes a difference too.
Things you want to ask yourself before you even think about vacation is think about who do I want to take on vacation with me? Maybe alone helps you recharge. Do you like active vacations or do you like breaks? Do you like to be, you know, sitting on a beach somewhere, or would you rather be hiking a mountain somewhere? And this was a big learning for me. How long are you going to take that vacation? And my learning this year was I don't do long vacations well. I wish I did, but turning off the engine for me creates such chaos in my life later when I try and turn all my engines back on. Long weekends are better for me.
So what are some strategies that we can use when we're thinking about vacation and then when we're going to our supervisor and asking for some time off, be it a day or a week?
Okay, so the way you just structured it right there, excellent. First step, think about vacation, right? Think about it. And I'm serious. Think about it 6 months out. You shouldn't be thinking about vacation 2 weeks out or have it sneak up on you. Often it sneaks up on us at the end of any year. There are folks, and I've been guilty of this too, you don't take vacation and you essentially take off that week leading up to Christmas, the week after Christmas, right before New Year's.
Because you've got to, or it's
because you've
gone.
Got to, you're going to lose it. So think about it 6 month blocks. So what am I going to do in the first and second quarter of the year?
And get that request in early.
And I'm going to be very specific. When you get the request in, you tell your boss in person, and you send a follow-up email so there's documentation. Okay, you do that early, say 6 months out or 3 months out, however far out you can. Then when you're about 6 weeks leading up to the vacation, remind them and say, hey, just want to let you know, remember, in 6 weeks, I'm about to take my vacation. What can I be doing to help prepare for that? Step three, let your coworkers know, let your customers know as you're getting closer to that date. And I have done that myself, and you would be pleased and surprised with how the emails go down when people know you're gone.
Plan your vacations now. That way you do not lose any time off. Thank you, Brandon.
Joshua, my pleasure.